This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the movie industry, struggling to recover from the coronavirus, actually has a few films opening up in theaters, plus all kinds of films available on streaming. One on Amazon Prime, one on Netflix, then another one on Netflix, another one in theaters. We'll be reviewing them, including the wildly controversial new film, Borat. The subtitle is Subsequent Movie Film, or Subsequent Movie Film. And yes, there is a controversial scene with the real Rudy Giuliani, who knew that he was being filmed, but didn't know the context. Was it fair to Rudy? Was it career-threatening to America's mayor and to the close friend and associate of President Trump? We will get to that and also take a look at a big, lavish, new animated musical film, film directed by a number of Disney veterans with some spectacular animation, and it's an American-Chinese co-production. Does it end up being worth seeing? We will get to that review of Over the Moon. And plus the new version of Rebecca, lavish romantic film set in the 1930s, remake of a great Oscar-winning classic, Alfred Hitchcock's only Oscar, by the way. We'll get to Rebecca as well here on the Medved Show. But first up, just to remind people that fuzzy math is not something that was invented in this campaign. No, it's not. There was fuzzy math long before, as you can find out in this Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
The winner is Darley in Kent, Washington, leading right up to the 2008 presidential election between Barack Obama and John McCain. Here you're going to hear a brilliant plan to stimulate America's economy. Does the math pencil out? Well, just listen.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
I'm trying to think outside the box here, so don't laugh at me. But instead of sending $700 billion or $800 billion to six or seven companies that have poorly managed those companies or outright corruption involved in them, why not send $1 million to every American adult in the country? Wouldn't that immediately spur the housing market? Wouldn't that immediately, there's so many things I've forgotten now.
The math doesn't work. That's part of the problem, Darryl, is we have about 200 million adults in the country. Okay, so you're sending $1 million to people is a lot more expensive, right?
No, it's only 200 million.
No. You want to send $1 million to everybody, I thought.
Every adult.
Okay, how much does that come to?
$100 billion.
No.
If there are 200 million people in the country and you send them to each of them 1 million, that's 200 million. Simple math. And that's a lot less than 800 billion.
Wait. There are 200 million people in the country. This is a little bit frustrating to me. If you have 200 million people in the country and you send them each a dollar, how much does that cost? Darryl?
I'm a public school graduate.
Okay.
I'm trying to think outside the box here, so don't laugh at me.
Well, it's a good idea. And by the way, the government isn't sending a million to everybody, but they are talking about sending another $1,200 check. And right now the speculation is that win or lose, not depending on who actually wins the presidency, either way, that Congress is likely to make some kind of deal on a stimulus package between the election and Inauguration Day, because that's an awfully long time. There are people right now who have run out of their Social Security benefits. And if you listen to the people who actually are looking seriously at the economy right now, the damage is profound. And we're maybe losing some steam in our recovery. And clearly, there seems to be a consensus on the part of economists that we need some kind of stimulus. And frankly, the difference, most recent difference, I think, was between $1.8 trillion that the Republicans were willing to authorize and the Democrats at $2.2 trillion. When the election isn't looming at this invasive factor in all of our lives, maybe, just maybe, they can get that together. And no, it's not sending a million to each person, as Daryl's talking about, but it means some money in American pockets, which would probably be highly popular. Highly popular. One of the other election issues that matters a great deal, they just did polling on, and polling is extraordinarily encouraging. I mean, really encouraging, and I think any sensible American would have to look at that. The Wall Street Journal writes, nearly a quarter century after affirmative action was eliminated in California following a political battle, advocates for increased racial diversity in higher education are struggling to reinstate it. Now, first of all, I hate to criticize a journal, but it wasn't affirmative action that was eliminated by Proposition 209. It was preferential treatment. In other words, affirmative action making special efforts to recruit a diverse student body, all of that is fine. It's just if you have two candidates for office or two candidates for admission to a University of California school, say, and one of them is Asian and one of them is black, and the Asian candidate is vastly more accomplished than the black candidate, then that's the candidate who gets in. That was the idea of the initiative that was passed. A ballot measure in America's most popular state this year would overturn 1996's Proposition 2009. Can't believe it's 24 years ago, but it is. And would again allow the consideration of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin in public university admissions, as well as public employment and contracting. Despite California's shift in the past 24 years to a majority non-white population and its strong liberal tilt, no Republican has been elected to statewide office in California since 2006. The affirmative action measure is trailing in the polls. According to a survey conducted earlier this month by the Public Policy Institute of California, Proposition 16 is supported by only 37% of likely California voters, while 50% of those polled oppose it. That's very good news. Why? Because if America is going to be a just society, you can't discriminate for or against people based on race, can you? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with the great Rudy Borat, a confrontation, and more.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
On this issue of what people call affirmative action, which really is an issue of preferential treatment, the prediction had been that if Proposition 209 was passed back in 1996, then that would be the end, the complete end of people of color attending California State Universities or University of California campuses. That has not been the case. One of the things that you can look up is that right now there's an overwhelming majority of non-white students, overwhelming, in California State Universities. And there is one group, and it is not white people, that is dramatically overrepresented and has benefited greatly in terms of college admissions compared to their percentage of the population. That would be Asian Americans. Now, there are a lot of Asian Americans in California. I believe it's about 9%. It's certainly, I think, the state with the largest Asian American population. But right now, and this is where we are, the for Asian Americans, they represent 43% of the admitting class at the University of California at Berkeley, one of the two most prestigious campuses. It's Cal Berkeley and UCLA that most people want to get into. And Asian Americans are 13% of California public high school seniors, but 43% of the most recent freshman class. White students are actually underrepresented. They're 23% of high school seniors in California and only 21% of the incoming freshman class. And there's also been a growing enrollment in California of Latino students, who are by far the biggest group, close to a majority, Latinos, Hispanics alone, of high school seniors and public high schools in California. Now, what does all of this mean? It means a great deal, because there are 9 states across the country that have laws on the books that say you cannot, in statewide hiring — you can do it if you want to if you're a private business — but in statewide hiring, you cannot judge applicants differently, making race a major factor, which ought to be clear with the whole thrust of the civil rights movement, which was treating people not based on the color of their skin, but the content of their character, or at least their academic record. And the fact that this initiative to try to go back to color coding people by race and judging them based upon their racial origins, the fact that this initiative is losing in California is very good news. In California, in an election year. And by the way, all tribute to Ward Connerly, who had helped to win passage — he was at the time a member of the California University of California Board of Regents — is an African-American guy. And he had led the fight here. And what the polling shows is that across ethnic groups, this desire to reinstate a preferential treatment is losing. Yes, Americans can get together on some common sense propositions, even in the state of California. And talking about common sense propositions, yesterday was a bad day for Democrats. I'm sorry, it was a bad day for Democrats in the United States Senate in particular. The Democrats boycotted the vote, which ended up being unanimous because all the Republicans voted to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett for her seat in the Supreme Court. The Democrats weren't there, and in their empty chairs, they put all of these photographs showing patients suffering from various diseases and injuries and maladies, and who they claimed would be without hope when the Supreme Court strikes down Obamacare. The Wall Street Journal has argued — I've argued on this show for months — The court is not going to do that. They're not going to strike down Obamacare. And frankly, when President Trump is asked and pushed by Leslie Stahl in the interview that's going to air on Sunday night — but you can watch the whole thing, the unedited version, It's widely available on YouTube and elsewhere. In any event, she pushes him on, what are you going to do to protect people with pre-existing conditions when the court strikes down Obamacare? And one of the reasons President Trump doesn't have a ready answer is because he knows the court is not going to strike down Obamacare. It shouldn't, and it won't. Shouldn't, because Obamacare is already part of the fabric of the country. It needs to be fixed, needs to be improved. But you don't just rip out something that impacts the lives of literally millions of people without their cooperation and participation by simply judicial fiat. John Roberts doesn't believe in that. Amy Coney Barrett doesn't believe in that. And they won't even have a decision until long after the election, because they're only hearing oral arguments on November 10th. And then it won't be till the spring or maybe even the late summer of 2021 that they will have a decision. Concerning Amy Coney Barrett, there's an outrageous suggestion from Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey. This is clip 24, Jeremy. He was on a conference call with representatives from several so-called civil rights organizations yesterday. And this is what he said the Senate GOP needed to do. Listen.
We have Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham pushing through this unprecedented speed in the midst of an election where millions of people have voted, are putting forward a judge that is hostile towards the Affordable Care Act, and that even in my questioning did not seem to have an understanding of the racial disparities that exist in this country from our criminal justice system to our health care system. This is not right. It is wrong. But we should have a nation right now in the midst of an election where people know that their health care is on the ballot, that equal justice is on the ballot, that access to securing your most fundamental rights and equalities on the ballot, that we should not wait for the American people to speak as they already are speaking and wait to do this until after the next inauguration. To me, this is stunning. It is anti-democratic, and it is an affront to what I believe are a lot of our shared, most cherished values and ideas.
Anti-democratic? All of those senators who are voting were legitimately elected. They're not somehow people who seized power. And the whole notion that this is stunning and this is anti-democratic and this is a crime, this is not going to help Democrats at any level, and certainly not for the U.S. Senate or for the presidency, for that matter. Speaking of that, will there be impact from the Rudy Giuliani controversy? We'll tell you coming up on The Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel and Sudan agreed to normalize ties in a U.S.-brokered deal, ending decades of hostility as one of Africa's largest countries joins a broader diplomatic realignment in the Middle East. President Trump reacts to the news.
We're doing them one by one. We did Sudan. They wanted to do a deal, and that was in particular nice because they've essentially been at war with Israel for a long time. I don't know if it was fighting. I don't know that, but probably there's been a little bit, but certainly it's been for many years you've been officially at war with Sudan, and now it's not only the deal was signed, but it's peace.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden hammering President Trump's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak in his home state of Delaware on Friday. Biden, without evidence, accusing the president of giving up on fighting the outbreak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Certainly the most publicized movie of those that are being released today is Borat, a subsequent movie film. And it's airing everywhere. It's free for Amazon Prime members. And it's an Amazon-sponsored production. The most controversial aspect of the film is a very few minutes that come at the very end. And for people who have not seen the first Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen, who got quite a bit of acclaim for a series where he impersonated a goofball named Ali G and interviewed all kinds of famous people, including Donald Trump, including Newt Gingrich, who was the only one who seemed to catch on that this was a total fraud. But Sacha Baron Cohen specializes in creating these characters and then interacting with real people and catching it on film. And with Borat, Borat was supposed to be the fourth leading journalist in the glorious nation of Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan, of course, is a real nation. And in the first film, he comes to the United States and basically travels around the country and discovers various people. And he's primitive and ignorant and bigoted, Borat is, but also a bit of an innocent and a naive. And he is traveling around with his cameraman. And basically, the film had lots of elements in it that were hilarious, some that were crude and embarrassing, but a lot that were hilarious. The new film is much tougher to watch, because a great deal of it is disgusting, frankly. And the most uncomfortable moment for me is the clip involving Rudy Giuliani. And it's the real Rudy. And in the plot of the film, basically this time, Borat has been in prison camp because he disgraced the nation of Kazakhstan, and the dictator of Kazakhstan, whose name is Nazarbayev, which, by the way, is the name of the real head of state in Kazakhstan, who's not going to be happy about his portrayal on the film. The Borat is released from prison camp to go back to America to deliver a bribe to the president, McDonald Trump. And he can't reach McDonald Trump, and he tries to reach the vice premier, Michael Pennis, as he's referred to in the film. That doesn't work. So then he's going to give a bribe to Rudy Giuliani. And the bribe is his daughter, who's supposed to be 15. She's played by a 24-year-old actress from Bulgaria, whose name is Maria Baglaklova. And they go to see Rudy for an interview because she's trying to be a TV journalist, but he's preparing to offer her as a bribe, as a gift, and basically a sex slave to Rudy Giuliani. That's what the movie sets up. Rudy, of course, knows none of this. And you can see he's being interviewed by this attractive 24-year-old interviewer. And on camera, as they're setting up the interview, they're flirting. And she started it. She puts her hand on his knee. She talks basically about wanting to get to know him better. And here is what Colby Hall, who is no Giuliani fan, writes about in Mediaite. He says, sure, the scene is cringeworthy. Really tough to watch. He's right about that. But anyone familiar with the dark art of post-production can spot some rather gaping holes in the chronology. The video and audio edits that are almost certainly designed to portray the personal attorney to President Donald Trump in the least favorable light. In the event that you have not seen the 75 seconds or so of pure cringe, you can check it out. It's important to first note that Borat filmmaker and star Sacha Baron Cohen has no journalistic obligation to the truth here. He is purely an entertainer, and his goal is to craft the most uniquely cringeworthy moments featuring known personalities, regardless of the broader context and what actually happened. And then he writes, secondly, post-production editors are remarkably skilled at crafting an entirely new context and narrative by stripping audio tracks or adding footage filmed at a later date that helps build tension and, frankly, paint the subject in the most or least favorable light designed. Again, their goal is not to portray the truth, but to produce the most entertaining clip. So what can we be assumed to be true of the Giuliani-Borat clip? That Giuliani entered the bedroom with his interviewer. He patted her on the lower back while he was sitting on the bed. By any measure, that's fairly creepy behavior. I personally sense that America's mayor was clearly thinking he was taking a trip to the, well, he puts it, taking a trip to the boom boom room. And Rudy's 76, by the way. And there are a lot of other suggested variables presented in the clip. We hear Giuliani's interviewer, who's, of course, supposed to be Borat's daughter, Tuta. She invites Giuliani into the bedroom for a drink, which the viewer sees as the reason they end up in the bedroom. But we don't actually see her say those words because her back is turned to the camera when you hear those words, which means it could have been said in some other context or even added after the scene was filmed in a sound room. See, this is really crucial because what Rudy says is that he had just gone into the bedroom to take off his microphone. And part of what happens when you're wearing a lapel mic like that is you put it somewhere on your suit and it goes through under your shirt, usually, because you want to hide the cord. And you're wearing a suit and tie, as Rudy was. Okay, so is taking off at what it looks like is the way they shot it and the way they set it up is that Rudy's lying back on the bed and he has his hand in his pants. And it's very embarrassing. However, it's not what you think, because what he was trying to do was to take off the cord and the mic. And then Borat comes in wearing a bra, and I don't know why, and panties. And, of course, and that made me think this had happened before to another conservative victim of Sacha Baron Cohen. Is that in his film Bruno is another fake journalist who's supposed to be a gay fashion writer, Austrian. He did the same kind of thing to Ron Paul. He conducted an interview, and then he tried to get Ron Paul to go into the bedroom with him, and he made advances to Ron Paul. And the former presidential candidate said, "That's disgusting. What are you doing?" And basically, it's supposed to be ha 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 because Ron Paul is indignant because this creepy younger Austrian visitor is suggesting sex. And again, there are many, many reasons, it seems to me, to question Rudy Giuliani and his ethics and who he is and what he's doing. But the fact that he's responding with smiles to a 24-year-old interviewer, she only is playing a part of someone who's 15. She isn't really 15. The whole idea that people are putting forward that Rudy Giuliani gets involved on camera with some 15-year-old, it's ridiculous. By the way, it also showed incredibly poor judgment for Rudy to go through any of that, knowing that he was being filmed. What is he thinking? He ended up calling the police after Borat comes in with bra and panties and then leaves with his, quote, daughter, on-screen daughter. So is the film worth seeing? Is it funny at all? You got some indication here. Give you the full review and more, including Over the Moon. And more coming up on The Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's The Michael Medved Show.
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved Show, our second to last weekend before the climax of the whole year, which it seems to be, is the election, November 3rd. But there are also a bunch of movies that are out that might be able to distract you a little bit. Some of those movies, most of them actually, from Hollywood. Subsequent movie film first. It is again free for Amazon Prime members if you want to see it. But should you want to see it, the plot, as I mentioned, is that Borat originally is supposed to be not giving away his daughter as a bribe to President McDonald Trump, as he's referred to in the film, or to Vice Premier Michael Penis, but originally it was supposed to be giving a chimpanzee. Something happens with the chimpanzee. His daughter is smuggled along in a cage, and most of the film has to do with his adventures with his daughter, and they come to know each other, and the only element of human warmth, really, in the whole film has to do with the idea that Borat, who hardly knows this girl because he's been in prison camp for years and years, gets to know her and actually value her, which he doesn't before. Some of the dialogue in the film sounds like this.
I'm here to give my daughter as a gift to someone close to the throne.
Where is everybody?
They're wanting everybody to quarantine so they don't spread this virus.
I hope quarantine never ends.
Okay, and a part of the problem is there's a lot of coronavirus humor. And for a lot of us, that's not a very funny subject right now, especially while we're still coping with a pandemic. There's also a great deal of Holocaust humor. And it's not just like last time. This is a whole specific subplot in the film. And there's one particularly disgusting scene involving a, quote, moon dance, which involves truly gross-out displays of menstrual blood. And is part of it funny? Some of it's very funny. But the whole film lacks any of the warmth or the innocence or the affection for the characters that was there in the first film. And it was there in the first film. The first film was also gross and randy. This has some inventive gags, but they're all much more set up, and they also are all much more questionable as to whether, was this really scripted and planned? Were these people really responding the way they were? One of the scenes was shot in Olympia, Washington. And I know from people who were there when he was shooting it, that people responded to racist things that Borat was saying with booing. And of course, the way they edited it, all the people are cheering and waving Confederate flags and things of that nature. It's also very political, very, very anti-Trump. And yes, you can see Borat dressed in a Ku Klux Klan outfit invading CPAC. The only clever part of the film, it seems to me, is that they give a reason why nobody recognizes him. He decides that because he is recognized so much from the first film, he travels everywhere in funny disguises. And okay, that's a clever plot point. 2 stars for Borat. It's very much rated R, unless you really savor jokes about male and female genitalia and some graphic content. Probably dubious. Over the Moon is a very different film. Over the Moon is a PG film based upon a Chinese folk tale. It features a good vocal cast, some okay music, and some truly spectacular animation. At least it's spectacular when it's focusing on human beings. But the plot involves a young girl who wants to reconnect with a mother who passed away, and to the goddess who lives, according to Chinese folklore, on the surface of the moon.
Poor lady, that goddess. So lonely up there on the moon, dreaming of her one true love.
It's just a silly myth.
It's not a silly myth. It's real.
Okay, it's earnest. And it's fun, and it's watchable. The problem is, when they get to the moon, she builds a rocket ship. When they get to the moon, the sort of pastel, cotton candy look of things is a completely different animation than you see on Earth, and much less interesting, and much less compelling. And the film goes on, and the plot is difficult to follow. It is PG. It, I think, would be appropriate even for very young viewers. And again, some of it is magical. The warmth of the family and the little girl's relationship with her father is very well portrayed. The vocal talents are people who are fairly well-known rising Asian American actors. It probably will be a big hit in China, if not in the United States. 2.5 stars for Over the Moon. Rebecca on Netflix is a remake of a 1940 film that won Best Picture, based on a 1938 Daphne du Maurier novel. The original film starred Laurence Olivier and Joan Fontaine and Dame Judith Anderson. This time, it's Lily James, who plays a young bride who's brought home by her aristocratic widower husband to a mansion. But the mansion is haunted not only by the real-life figure of Mrs. Danvers, who is played by Kristen Scott Thomas, but by the memory of the title character, who you never see. Her name? Rebecca. Listen.
This is all very new to me. I have no secrets from you.
Marriages have their secrets.
And yes, there are plenty of secrets in this marriage. It becomes a murder mystery. The performances by Lily James and Kristen Scott Thomas are quite good. Lavish costumes, lavish sets. People who love Downton Abbey will feel they're on familiar territory. But the pacing is all wrong, and Armie Hammer is disastrous. Disastrous. He is miscast, and he has no depth or darkness or anything to his part. It's a big disappointment considering the talent involved and considering the source material. The black and white film by Alfred Hitchcock from 1940 is better in every way. It is rated PG-13 for some sexual material and themes involving suicide, murder, and destruction. Two stars only for Rebecca. There's another film out there, which is a science fiction film we'll give more time to later, but it's actually playing in select theaters, and it's pretty good. It features Anthony Mackie and Jamie Dornan. They are playing paramedics who have to cope with an epidemic of people taking a designer drug that actually takes people back in time. It is called Synchronic, and it earns at least 2.5 stars, but it earns that. The plot doesn't make any sense, of course, but it's effectively put together. And then the best film, really, of the week, and a 3.5-star movie for me, is a documentary called Totally Under Control. It's available for rent on various platforms. It's the story of how the coronavirus came to the United States. It is not, as it's been portrayed in the press, simply a Trump-bashing film. It, in fact, shows all of the triumphs and all of the many mistakes that were made at every level, and deals with some pretty shocking interviews from people who worked at the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and were trying to handle the pandemic in its earlier days. It covers the beginning of the first cases of coronavirus that ever emerged here in the United States. All the way down, the film ends, finished the film, the day before President Trump was diagnosed. 3.5 stars for adults only, because some of the disturbing material about the disease, in Totally Under Control. Available for rent on various platforms. I hope your weekend is wonderful, that there can be some relief from politics. We're going to be talking about a big article on Monday that talks about how people can maintain friendships and family relationships in spite of political divides, which is a useful message. And, of course, we'll be responding to the vote, final vote scheduled Monday for Amy Coney Barrett, and the polling reaction to the debates, and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.